Brother Kevin Dombrowski from the Laurier Heights Congregation will now consider the final part of this symposium. Have love among yourselves. Cultivate love which never fails.
People in the world today, they talk a lot about love. There's an endless stream of books and movies and songs about love. Do you remember the tragic love story written by William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet? Or how about the 1970s movie, Love Story? Or how about that famous family sing-along love song entitled, If Our Love Was an Outhouse? So it seems that the word love is just so overused today that its true meaning seems lost. The Bible, however, teaches with clarity about love. The Bible record of Jehovah's actions teaches us a great deal about His love for us as humans. The Bible teaches us that love never fails in that it will never cease to exist because Jehovah, the King of eternity, will display love forever. Let's read now a series of verses from Romans chapter 8. And I invite you to open your Bibles there with me or your tablets. Romans chapter 8, and we'd like to see from this how the Bible reveals for us the extent of Jehovah's love. Romans chapter 8, we'll read this series first. It says, start in verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or hunger, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We have been accounted as sheep for the slaughtering. On the contrary, in all these things we are coming off completely victorious through the one who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor governments, nor things now here, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation will be able to separate us from God's love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So these scriptures assure us that Jehovah will forever love His faithful servants. And we can see this too when we examine each one of the expressions that we find here in verse 38 and verse 39. So let's just look back at those. And these verses highlight for us what will not stop us from receiving Jehovah's love. Looking back at that, verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death, yes, can take us away from God's love. Yet death claims the lives of even God's servants today. It says, nor life. Yes, life today may bring a lot of misfortune, such as debilitating accidents, terminal disease, or economic calamity. Yet we still receive Jehovah's love. Nor angels, that is, disobedient angels, namely Satan and his demons. They oppose us. Nor governments. Because even governments may ban or imprison us, mistreat God's servants, nor things now here. And these things now here are the events, the conditions, situations in this present system of things. Nor things to come would be anything that the future might hold for us. Nor powers, both heavenly and earthly, that wage war against God's people. Nor height. And height is something tending to exercise superior influence on us. Nor depth is anything that might tend to pull us down. Nor any other creation. So anything else that's not on this comprehensive list, it is a way of saying that absolutely nothing will be able to separate us, God's faithful worshipers, from God's love. So how beautiful an account is that? So that was truly showing us that Jehovah's love never fails. But then Jesus too, He set the pattern for us. Jesus displayed this depth of love that His Father had. Just look back again at those verses in Romans chapter 8. And in verse 35, we see the expression here, now referring to Christ Jesus. It said in the start of verse 35 that no circumstance can do what? Can separate us from the love of the Christ. And so Jesus' love towards His faithful followers will never fail and that he too will love his faithful followers forever. And in verse 39, showing us here that God's inseparable love for us is made manifest in how, through who? Last couple words of verse 39, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so when on earth we see that, yes, Jesus, he truly loved, he showed, he displayed this love towards not just his faithful apostles. And in John 13, verse 1, it says, he displayed how long? It said, to the end. And yet, this was not the end of his love. His love went further. Even his death did not bring an end to Jesus' love for his faithful followers. Upon his resurrection, Jesus assured them at Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, he said, I am with you all the days. And so, what have we seen? Jehovah has love for mankind, has love for us. Jesus, in like manner, shows us his love. But then, what about us? How can we imitate Jehovah and Jesus in this regard? Since Jehovah God and Christ Jesus show inseparable love for God's faithful servants on earth, does that not provide us with an added reason to follow Jesus' command to have love among ourselves? Well, it certainly should. And this eight-part symposium, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4, has shown us just so many ways in which we can imitate Jehovah and Jesus in showing the crucial love that's needed between our brothers and our sisters. Now, just flip back in your notes, please, or to your program, and we'd like to have just a one-sentence summary for you on each of the eight parts of the symposium as to what we can personally do. So the first part of the symposium, it talked about being patient and kind. Yes, by giving of our time and energy as Jesus did. Second part, avoid jealousy and bragging. So we refuse to brag or boast even in subtle ways. Third part, repudiate pride and indecency. So we strive to be humble, which prevents us from acting outside our level of authority. The fourth one, reject selfishness and provocation. So we avoid selfishness and we prepare in advance to exercise restraint if we are faced with situations that tend to provoke us personally. The fifth part, do not keep account of the injury. So we need to be quick to forgive our brothers, even praying for those that may have offended us. Sixth part, rejoice with the truth. So we can rejoice in the righteous acts of Jehovah's people rather than show any undue interest in the unrighteousness of this world. And the seventh part, love bears, believes, hopes, endures all things. So we trust our brothers and we're willing to bear and endure inconveniences and even hardships in their behalf. And our last part, the eighth part, love never fails, in that both Jesus and Jehovah will never cease to display love. Therefore, it certainly is worth imitating. So when we display such love in dealing with our brothers and sisters, the results will be just as Jesus intended, that we will have a happy interchange of love. So as you watch our final video demonstration of the symposium, notice the favorable outcome when we have love among ourselves.
Hey, John, nice to see you again. Hey, if you don't have a seat already, we'd love to have you join us.
Thanks.
This is what, your fourth time here?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this before.
Like what?
Hello, John. I just wanted to say hi and tell you how glad I am to see you here.
Thank you, sir. Nice to see you, too.
And Jimmy?
Hi, Brother Thompson.
I want to thank you so much for that package you dropped off yesterday. Chloe and I really appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Anytime, Brother Thompson, anytime.
Sorry, don't mean to interrupt. Just want to come over and say hello to you both. John? Really nice to see you here. Please keep coming.
Thanks, I will.
And Jim, as always, good to see you.
Same here, Gary.
We're still up for tomorrow, right?
Counting on it. 6 o'clock?
That's right.
Great.
I'll see you then. Now, where were we? Well, I was about to say how friendly everyone is here. And not just with me, I mean, with each other. You people really practice what you preach.
Well, thanks, John. You know, Jesus said for us to have love among ourselves. And we really try our best to follow that command. Of course, if you keep coming, you're going to see we're not perfect.
Well, I think I've seen enough to know that I'm ready for that Bible study you've been offering me.
Oh, that's great, John.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
You know, let's take our seats, and we'll talk more about the Bible study after the meeting.
Okay.
So, are we like that at our Kingdom Hall? We should be. Our love and interest in others should be noticeable. Recall that Jesus said through the Apostle John, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love among yourselves. So, of course, as Brother Barker in the video demonstration indicated, he said we are not perfect, but we strive to do our best in showing love within the congregation. So as shown, we can, as noted in the demonstration, time and again, people have noted the love that we have among ourselves, and they therefore recognize that we are true disciples of Christ Jesus and that we have the truth. So may we continue to cultivate Christ-like love with one another so that many more will join us in adhering to the convention theme of imitating Jesus and following his steps closely. So truly, this has been spiritual food for our soul. So let's now continue then to follow the course of wisdom, which is to cultivate this love among ourselves.
Those appealing talks certainly strengthened our determination to continue growing in love